to BCW Presents. Today in our studio, we have Wim House, who is the president and executive director of AMIP. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you start off by telling us what is AMIP?
Yes. AMIP is a nonprofit, and it stands for Advanced Manufacturing Industry Partnership. And we act as the conduit for workforce development in the ecosystem for manufacturing in Southwest Ohio. There are 20 ISPs, industry segment partnerships, in Ohio, covering 85 of the 88 counties. And AMIP is the one ISP that is endorsed by the OMA for the region of the Southwest Ohio, which contains 5 counties. So we cover Hamilton, Butler, Warren, Claremont, and Brown County. So because we call it the tri-state, so we have a little bit spillover as well to the borders, or over the borders with Indiana and Northern Kentucky. Yeah, we have obviously people that work in businesses there and commute from Southwest Ohio or vice versa. So we have connections and communications with them as well on workforce development. AMIP consists of a staff of 3 full-time people, yeah, and we have a very active industry and education-based board, yeah, members, and they are very engaged with our activities. And then we have leadership teams that are built out of our memberships. Yeah, the companies that that are members, they provide leadership support to the 3 day-to-day members to help us out in our activities. We also have created, that happened just before I came on board, and that was one of the components that really enticed me, a 3-year strategic plan. So 26 to 29, we have a plan laid out with key, parameters that we have to hit, that we go, so we have a line to follow on workforce development. So that's very good to have that, because you have a direction and you have a pathway to go. So in summary, AMIP is the connector between education, community services, and manufacturers in the Southwest area.
All right, I heard a few acronyms in there. AMIP is Advanced Manufacturing Industry Partnership.
Correct.
OMA is Ohio Manufacturing Association.
Yes.
And ISP is Industry Sector Partnership.
Correct.
All right. Okay. We like to get those straight. Everyone has those. What makes manufacturing a good career choice?
If you look macro level, if a society wants to thrive, you have to have an economy. And to have an economy, you need to make product. It could be agricultural, where you have food as the outcome, manufacturing, where you have hardware products as an outcome. And when trade starts, it creates the economy. So therefore, manufacturing, a career in that to support economy, in my vision, is a good thing to be. You know? And if we look specific at the Southwest Ohio, we have a unique situation where we have a big mix of industry segments. So if you look at it, there's medical equipment manufacturers. We have aerospace. We have food manufacturing, chemical processing, and automotive components. And I say components, not automotive industry in the Southwest, as making cars as an end product, but a lot of businesses that make components that go into these cars that are in other areas of the state and also in Northern Kentucky and in Indiana as a supply chain. So what that creates, that variety, is that the greater Cincinnati area or Southwest Ohio area is a skill-based area for workforce versus an entry-level-based. If you have automotive and you build cars, people are on the transfer lines and putting these cars together. That's a different level of skill set as if you're working in aerospace or chemical processing, medical devices, different skill set to be working in these roles. What it also gives is the variety of the industry segments makes it also that you can cross over to the different industries. So if you are in machining, you can cross over to the other segments and still do machining. So it's multiple facet. If you work in quality, you can be working in quality in the aerospace industry, or you work in quality in the automotive industry, the supply chain, or in medical. So you can cross over, which creates a solid base for manufacturing jobs.
So for decades, society pushed a single path to success, a four-year degree. If you had 30 seconds to pitch a high schooler to enter a local manufacturing trade, what would you say?
Because of my background has been 40 years in manufacturing, I have an excitement about that. I had a fulfilling career. I always loved what I did, and I will relate to anybody that is interested in it to tell what that is. If I get 30 seconds in the elevator, I would ask the person if he would be interested to start a future life right after high school, making a good living in manufacturing without any debt.
Yeah.
And that's the first trigger, hopefully. And then you still can get a potential college degree while you're working, and you could get that college degree for free because businesses are supporting it. There's federal grants that support you as a person to upskill and to continue. So if you don't have that intent to go to college today, you still have that in the future. So if that is of interest, to elaborate on it, I would say give me a call.
Yeah, for sure. And Ohio Means Job Centers are a good link to those, some of those federal grants that are available.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of say institutions where you can go, businesses do it. If I would have more time, and I would, instead of taking the elevator, I would take the stairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could elaborate a little bit more on that. And I would tell the person, if you really look at the ecosystem, about 20 to 25% of the manufacturing jobs in the Southwest or greater Cincinnati area do not require a degree. So they have enough to start with a high school diploma and an associate's or technical credential. And these technical credentials you can acquire much more now than 15 years ago in high schools, because the schools are changing to pathways versus just standard curriculum. So that catering to manufacturing, to construction, to IT, STEM direction, so the kids can make these choices. So if you go in direction of, say, manufacturing combined with internships, yeah, there is 70, 80% of the jobs, yeah, you can straight go into and flow into. Yeah, so these opportunities, again, like I said earlier, it's more skill-based. So what is your aptitude? What are your capability? What's your interest? Yeah, and then you can continue with learning as you go.
So lots of opportunity in Southwest Ohio for these good jobs. I'm going to use the term advanced manufacturing, built the foundation of America, yet it is often invisible to the average person. Why should our listeners feel deeply proud of the things being made in their own backyard today?
Yeah, I have a 40-year career, and I'm originally from the Netherlands, came 28 years ago to the USA, to Cincinnati. So I have about one-third of my career in Europe and two-thirds here in the U.S. And there's a reason why I stayed here and why I'm excited about the U.S. Yeah, and that is, if you look back in history, I start with U.S. before I get to the backyard. The U.S., if you look at the Industrial Revolution from 1900 to 2000, the Western world, Western Europe, the U.S., we were thriving for these 100 years in the Industrial Revolution and the developments. If you look in the last 40 years, what innovations and what businesses have evolved and developed is mostly driven by the IT developments, the internet, computers, And if you look at the U.S., you talk about the Magnificent Seven. You know, you have Apple, Amazon, Google, Alphabet, Tesla, NVIDIA, and then Facebook, which is now Meta. The seven companies that have a global impact. Wherever you go, these companies show up in some fashion. If you look at Europe, I can only, top of my head now, recall two. One is SAP, which is an enterprise resource planning system, a software that has a global, say, exposure and use. The other one is ASML, that's a Dutch company. They make specific lithography machines to make chips. Yeah, so they supply with their machines the whole world, whoever makes chips, and they are unique and far above anybody else. So they are the number one with large distance. So these are two in Europe. What I want to say with that is that the opportunistic, the risk-taking, venture capital, that is a typical U.S. thing. That's why it's good to be here. In Europe, and with my history there, Europeans are much more risk-averse. Venture capital is not much available there. Yeah. So U.S. is leading. That's why it's good to be here. That's on the United States level. If you look at Ohio, yeah, I worked in my career, I always lived in Cincinnati here in the U.S. for 28 years, but I worked about 4 years on the East Coast and 8 years on the West Coast. And personally, my view is we have the East, the West, and the rest. And I prefer the rest. Yeah, and that's Midwest and why. If you look at Ohio particularly, not just from an economical standpoint, cost of doing business, energy costs and all that, East-West is a lot more expensive than where we are. Last week, you might have read it in the news. Yeah, it was all over. Ohio is the number one state in the U.S. awarded to do business.
Wow.
So that's a key point. And we feel that vibe, and I've felt that vibe for the last years, really coming up, what's all going on. And if you look around, which businesses are coming, defense, aerospace, to Ohio, but also Southwest Ohio, yeah, that's the vibe that's going on. So number one in the nation. The U.S. is third in manufacturing, Ohio is third in manufacturing availability in the U.S. There's about 700,000 jobs in manufacturing in Ohio. Ohio is number fifth if you base it on GDP. Yeah, so $140 billion of GDP is created in Ohio. So
GDP being gross domestic product?
Correct, yeah. So Ohio is the number three, a solid number three in the U.S., yeah, for that. So if you go down and drill down to the backyard, southwest or Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati area, Columbus, the central area, is the largest. So they contribute on that gross regional product, yeah, similar to GDP domestic, but now you drill it down to the state Ohio. Columbus region, central region, contributes about 30%. If you take the northeast, Cleveland area, they contribute 22%. So that's the second. But greater Cincinnati, southwest, is contributing 19%. So it's a close number two, yeah, mm-hmm. if you look at it. So this backyard here is great for manufacturing. It's a good place to be. Yeah, and also international, if you look at that, we have GE Aerospace, Procter & Gamble, Kroger, a lot of food processing companies. Yeah, and I don't know if you're aware with the EACC, the European American Chamber of Commerce, it's a group, an organization that pools international members, but also U.S.-based manufacturers together to collaborate and to exchange, say, best practices, knowledges, have events. But that organization has seven honorary consuls from European countries as members. So that says something how international this Southwest region is and how much of an exposure we have also internationally, not just domestic. So our backyard, Greater Cincinnati area, Southwest Ohio. It's a great place to be.
All right, final question. Here we go. What opportunities are there for those looking to move into this industry?
So if you look at the market, the manufacturing industry, I spoke earlier about the economy. You need to make stuff. You need to make products. Yeah. And then you get the supply and demand mechanism. So if you look at opportunities and moving into the industry and manufacturing, let's look at demand first on the Southwest area. What manufacturing demand is there? And if we look at the five counties that I talked about before that we cover, that is the Southwest, say, ISP, Butler County is giving direction and numbers, and they report these, and there are about 5,000 openings. Warren County has about 500 plus openings, and then Hamilton, Claremont, and Brown are not really, advertising that, but they are, estimated around 3,000. So if you aggregate that, open jobs and opportunities is roughly 8,000 in the Southwest region.
Wow.
And that's demand in manufacturing. If we look at supply, so then you go to which people can fulfill these roles and can step into that. And then we look at the population of this region, which is about 1.7 million people. And how many high school graduates come out of that population of 1.7? It's roughly 20,000 a year. It's approximately 1% of the population is graduating every year out of the high schools. So if you take that population of 20,000, you can look at, okay, how many can go to, manufacturing, what we talked about earlier, where a college degree is not needed. That's about roughly 46% of that 20,000. Yeah, so we have about 9,000, which is the supply into that demand of manufacturing. But not all of these 9,000 are, capable, eligible, or have the right aptitude to get into manufacturing. If you take these factors in account, then the net supply of, high school candidates that would be able to go into manufacturing is roughly 6,000. Yeah, and if you take that 6,000 and you have 8,000 jobs available, then you can cover 75%. But it's only 75% if you catch every high school kid that is eligible, capable, and they move in manufacturing. And obviously, they're not doing that. We capture some. A lot go to healthcare. A lot go to, IT direction, yeah? But not a construction, but not all to manufacturing. So there's roughly 3 to 6% of that 75%, of these 6,000, that go straight into manufacturing every year coming out of high school. So where you have a potential coverage of 75% of these manufacturing jobs, we only have 2-3% of these kids going in that direction. What that means is that supply and demand is totally, skewed. And that's the challenge that we have in this region, in the state, domestic, to fulfill these gaps. And looking at that. And it even gets worse if you would look at 2030 and you look at that picture where we talk about the boomers, retirements, we lose 12 to 15,000 people there on a yearly basis up to 2030. New people, non-college grads, is about 6,000 that you gain. So there's a shortage of 6,000 to 9,000 continuously. Yeah, what the vacancy rate is rising from 4 or 5 to 6-7%. So the gap is slightly getting bigger. So we need to act today. We need to act now. Yeah. And that, how do you do that? That is bringing manufacturers and bringing education closer together and really take this challenge on, because otherwise we drift further apart. Yeah. And that's the big drive, and that's the role and the task for AMIP to play a big role in that and make sure that these connections happen.
You're definitely looking to source high school students into this kind of career pathway. But there's also opportunity for adults who maybe weren't aware of manufacturing as a career choice. And there's opportunities for them, too. Like we mentioned earlier, federal funding to go back to school to go into this field. And lots of job openings. So if you are a job seeker considering a change, please reach out to your local Ohio Means Job Center. There's one in every county, and they would be happy to link you to these opportunities. And if there's an employer wanting to reach out to AMIP, how do they find you, Wim?
They can go to our website. Yeah, it's amipcincy.org. Yeah, and you find on that website, you can go to a second one that we have, is Make It Cincy. And that's more for the students or people that are adults and want to do an upskilling, or they want to change their career path. Go to makeitcincy.org. And what you find there is our member companies. They have a link there directly to their job searches and open jobs. So you can go there. There's about 12, 15 companies represented there, where you can see what job openings are available today.
Wonderful. Feel free to follow up with us at bcwworkforce.com. And thank you again.
Thanks for having me.